Next item is subdivision 2005-34, Potnets Lakeside LLC, reconsideration of condition of approval number 7.
This item was also deferred at the special meeting in July. We'd received a requesting that the commission could amend condition of approval number 7, which requires multimodal paved pathways on at least one side of all the streets, and the connector road to Bay Farm Road. The developer is requesting that this condition be deleted since the existing Lakeside manufactured home park does not have these paths. They have indicated that they will provide a path for a connector road to Bay Farm Road.
Well, I guess this one's firmly in my lap, gentlemen. This is one of the reasons why I've had put down originally the condition for approval number 7, which was a multi-mode paved pathways, was just given the fact that this was a cluster subdivision and not a request for another mobile home park, that it's a different scenario. It's a different situation in terms of the homes that are being provided, because they're not mobile homes. You know, these are modular or stick-built houses, as I understand. So that, to me, makes a difference. And just because we have crowded pathways and mobile home parks that are adjacent to it, in my estimation, would be why there needs to be a multimodal paved pathway here for the safe transit of pedestrians. And I've yet to hear something different from the applicant other than that they were going to provide a paved multimodal pathway, and what it does is it goes around the stormwater management pond. It does not provide for any safe movement within this development. So if anyone has any other thoughts, concerns, questions.
How many units was this? Remember how many units we had?
About 46, wasn't it?
Is there anyone here on behalf of the applicant? No one here of interest, with interest.
76 lots.
And in any other subdivision we've had of that size or nature, we've always required at least on one side of the road that there'd be a sidewalk or a paved multimodal pathway. You know, in this case, it could be an asphalt thing for golf carts.
A representative has appeared.
I was just here to take notes, but Commissioner Johnson, I just think the thinking was...
Identification, sir.
I'm sorry. My name is Robert Robbins.
And your bar number.
I'm here. 41139. I do know it, still, actually.
We'll put it on file. We want it.
Okay. I just think the thinking was that because it was the park around it didn't have those multimodal paths, that there was really nothing for those to connect into. But it was only the multimodal paths, and I believe Mr. Abbott stated that it was the multimodal path between the development and the road would remain. It was just the internal multimodal paths that they were seeking to amend. And I think the thinking was that because none of the other sections had it, even though, as you did say, it was a different type of housing, the layout would basically be the same, and that the residents of the existing homes kind of had their own ways of getting around and golf carts and things like that. I think that was just the explanation for it.
Like, there's no additional entrances, right? You would enter and exit through the same...
No, this has a separate entrance on the other road that takes you back to the peninsula.
Bay Farm.
Bay Farm, okay.
So it's a separate entrance.
So it's a separate entrance, but what they, from what I recall looking at the plan, the streets of this development are going to connect with streets of the mobile home park. But I'm hearing two different words, mobile home park subdivision. And if we don't require it in this, why should we require it in others? If we're talking about community design and utilization of space and safe pedestrian travel, or maybe in this case, safe golf cart travel.
My, my recollection of the public hearing was that when the applicant, I seem to recall, stressed how this phase or subdivision was different and was separating itself from the mobile homes, and now it almost seems as though tying it back into saying, well, it's kind of a mobile home park, strikes me as a contradiction, but that's just my recollection.
What is the concession that they are given? What is this? They're proposing the path from the connector road and Bay Farm Road will be installed.
It's a concession. I think that they're just calling our attention to the fact that they're not asking for relief from that.
Okay, so that's in.
They're not offering anything to do anything more and or different. It's just that they're only asking for the internal. They're asking for less. Yes.
Because what we've been doing with a lot of subdivisions, and whether it's because it was crummy design and some of the old ones, but some of them would have internal pathways that were connected, but they weren't connected with the exterior street that they would dump out onto, and also with the Del Dots, multimodal pathways in the front. So that's why I throw that language in about the interconnectivity into that.
Okay.
That's something I learned from Rick. Thank you very much, sir.
It says sidewalks to nowhere.
Sidewalks to nowhere, right. Well, gentlemen, with that, I appreciate your input and thoughts on this. And with that in mind, my motion is that my original motion with the stipulations, conditions as placed upon it, stand.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. This is essentially a denial of
the application. Say, that's correct. Okay. I think the intent of the motion is that it's a denial of the request for reconsideration.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to deny the request for reconsideration of condition of approval number 7 for subdivision 2005-34, Potnets Lakeside, LLC, en route 299. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.